jump off the roof into the mirror. Felt like summer to my December. Was it my August? Shit, I don't remember. Two, three, go. I know my temperature was set. You finally flew south to Berg on me, the nest so chromatic. At least I had it. Instead of never. Or maybe I'm too dramatic.
This is Craig Daw, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined by my guest, Seb Klausbeck, and you are listening to Gone Gone Thank You by Tyler, the Creator.
Understood and fluent, she opened up early on. I thought I had a permit. We started building the bridge and turned it into a fence. Then my building got tore down all because of your new tenant. I'll just buy some new shit. Never down with a lease. You never lived in your truth. I'm just happy I lived in it. But I finally found peace. So peace.
Let me do it over. Everything.
Like, I hate wasted potential. That shit crushes your spirit. It really does. It crushes your soul.
Thank you.
Can nobody my road almost hit me in a hurry. The cars are just a sign of another yuppie. Down in the dirt, I used to saw through a bucket from Kentucky. I had a scratch card, I scratched so hard, cause I'm feeling fucking lucky, boy, I'm feeling so lucky. I'm a 10th birthday, got a puppy. Now I'm back in the park with the middle class groups trying to get lucky. I was little and small, really small, made me feel so yucky. Put it on my brain, bought another fucking junkie. Bought another fucking scrap, torn apart. I was little and small, really small, and I
Sebastian. So we're just talking about life trajectory altering moments. Seb, do you care to share any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest change in my life that I've had was when I moved to Japan as a kid, and I don't know, that was like a very new environment for me, and I just didn't really know anyone, didn't know the language, was just moving there with my family, and that was
an English-speaking school?
No, actually, the elementary school that I went to was not international, and so I had to learn Japanese to, like, speak with pretty much half the student population there just because they didn't know English.
Uh-huh.
So definitely, like, making friends the first year was a huge struggle for me.
And what grade was this?
This was first grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very early on.
Wow, that's like very developmentally formative.
Exactly, like my growing years, and I spent most of my time there. I spent 9 years in Japan in total, so.
So that's like the most time you spent in any single place, right?
As of now, I've spent, I think, an equal amount of time in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
9 years exactly, I think. And now I'm currently living in Europe, which is definitely easier for me because my dad is from Europe, so I can relate much more easily to the culture and the people there.
So is that where you feel like most at home?
Honestly, I would say yes. You know, I definitely think that the U.S. holds, like, a special place in my heart just because I have, like, a lot of friends here, and half of my family also lives here in California. But I definitely would say that I would want to spend the majority of my life living in Europe when, like, you know, once I've, like, graduated from college and grad school and everything like that.
Wow. Where in Europe? Switzerland?
Probably not Switzerland, I think. maybe like Spain or France or something like that. Italy, honestly, has always been like something very interesting to me, just because I very much enjoy learning about
Italy
like.
For 4 years.
Really?
I like the, I don't know, the edge and the personality of the people living there. Like, they, I don't know, they just have a certain like flair.
You know, very true.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion's huge there, especially Milan.
Yeah, but going back to the Japan thing, so do you think, like, how would you, because I also lived in Thailand, and I always get asked, like, what's the difference between, like, Asia and the U.S.? Like, and I always struggle to pinpoint what exactly is different. Like, any insights on that?
I don't necessarily think that it's, like, just this one thing that you can say, like, this is the exact difference between, like, here and there. Like, there's just, it's literally on the other side of the planet. Like, there's so much different things that are happening there that, like, I don't know, at least, like, when I moved there, huge culture shock, had to completely, like, learn new social etiquette, how to, like, act in public,
right,
how to interact with people. And it's like,
I feel like people are more quiet. Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
I feel like in the U.S. you encounter more like loud personalities.
Yes, like, very true.
You have to like raise your voice and be more like assertive in conversations.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
I also think like just when you're like randomly encountering people like at a, like a grocery store and stuff, like it's more like the interactions seem less like smooth. They're more like abrasive, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I honestly think like it's almost polite to the point where like it's like subdued.
In Japan?
Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely a more subtle politeness. In the US it's a very like loud politeness, like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, like, exactly.
But
like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's just very different. And, you know, maybe it's not for everyone, but I personally had, like, a very amazing time growing up there. And I definitely, like, would want to move back at some point.
Right, right.
Like, Japan is just literally future technology applied practically. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's... yeah, it's definitely more efficient, I feel like, just everything.
That's so true.
Everything works.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, that was a little discussion on culture, and we're going to return with some more conversation topics after this song, which is J. Cole, No Role Models. Thank you.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my bitch pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. For Phil, listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would've been on Dreamville, talk to her, nigga. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest bitch. Not Trina, but I swear to God this bitch will make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any bitch. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my LA sisters,
One time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. Nigga, I don't want no bitch from reality shows. Out of touch with reality hoes. Out in Hollywood, bringing back five or six hoes. Fuck them, then we kick them to the door, nigga, you know how it goes. She deserve that, she a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt before she leave. I'ma need my shirt back, nigga, you know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for Nia Long. Now all I'm left with is hoes from reality shows. Handed a script, the bitch probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is hoes up in Greystone. With the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the pussy,
she shallow, she shallow.
She shallow with the pussy,
she shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the pussy,
she shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the pussy,
she shallow. She shallow.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
All right, guys, just a quick PSA. Numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that PSA. Now we're going to be talking about, I guess we could just say, like, life goals slash, like, when it's all said and done and you're about to die, like, what needs to happen from now in order for you on your deathbed to be, like, satisfied and, like, okay with how it all turned out? Like, what sequence of events needs to occur?
I mean, I know definitely a big one for me is that I definitely want to have kids by the time that I'm like 30, I would say. And, you know, being able to see them grow up and provide them like with all of the different opportunities that I've also been able to have that were given to me by my parents. And, you
so
know,
like
just
staying healthy would also be a big part of that.
Yeah,
on your part.
Obviously, like, you know,
so like eating healthy and like
eating healthy, exercising,
right. No, like bad habits or anything.
Nothing like that, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I obviously want to have like dogs and like, I don't know, like essentially if I can just, you know, grow old and surround myself with people who I'm able to like leave a mark on and who are able to leave their mark on me.
Is there any career path that you would want in particular?
As of now, I don't have anything set in stone. you know, just something that would make me like happy and excited to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. You know, even if that's like unrealistic, just, you know, in general, something that I would enjoy and actually like have a fun time doing. And, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, be able to somehow benefit either like other people or the world in general, like that would be a huge plus.
Do you believe in like the idea that an individual can make a difference on the world, like, or because like for me, I've kind of just like given up on the whole like change the world thing, because I know that anything I do won't be enough.
Well, I think that is like the root of the problem. If like it's been said before, you know, like if enough people think that way, then like nothing's gonna change, and it all has to start from one person, and that one person, you know, convinces other people to also try to like change, and that, you know, in turn kind of sets off a chain of events,
right,
which, you know, leads to that bigger push towards like change in whatever way that someone is like trying to achieve.
Humanity can still be like saved from like global warming and everything.
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Because I think like extinction is kind of inevitable at this point for the human race. Because like if you think about like natural selection, and like any time there's like a species that has a way of life that is objectively unsustainable, it like dies itself out naturally. And I feel like our current way of life is very unsustainable and selfish, and eventually just like we're gonna have caused our own extinction.
I definitely think if we completely continue down the road that we are on and do not change anything, then it's gonna be almost impossible to guarantee the survival of like our species as a whole.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you know, I just can't underestimate the adaptability of like the human race. Like we're so good at like figuring out problems, and like obviously when death is staring you in the face, like,
yeah,
you're going to do everything. Yeah, like you're gonna try everything that you can to.
That would be a really cool like time period to be involved with. In like, say, like, have you seen the movie Don't Look Up by chance?
I actually recently watched it.
Oh. Yeah, I thought that was a really, it was a bit on the nose.
Did you like the end scene?
I thought the end.
Okay, wait, like this is spoiler warning to anyone that hasn't watched it yet.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Like,
just turn this off if you don't want to be spoiled.
Very true. I honestly, like, that is kind of how I see, if, like, we are going to ever, like, send off a colony into space, like those are probably the people that are going to end up being people. Yeah, like, yeah, it's going to be either the rich or like the, sure, politically powerful,
or like the extreme genius scientists who can like help design,
like,
the,
maybe a few of them, but
yeah,
like I think the majority are just going to be the people who are able to buy their way into that like spaceship.
I thought that was like a pretty that was pretty intense, like how they at the end when their plan failed and they were all just like leaving to go on the spaceship,
dude, and then the end scene when they also like get eaten by the,
yeah,
like alien life forms. I was like, okay, that is a very happy outlook.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting how they had like the computer that could predict the deaths like with like near accuracy. I think like that might not be too far-fetched, because when you think about how many people have lived in the world, you're getting a lot of data points there, and like with enough mass of data, you could probably predict like almost everyone's life outcome. I feel like I mean
yeah, there's like evidence of like companies doing that already, like
exactly,
you know,
and like even Tufts can like predict with pretty good accuracy how many students will yield and actually end up coming to Tufts, and like that's a pretty like intimate personal decision that they've been able to quantify numerically pretty easily. And like Tufts isn't even like, not to, you know, criticize Tufts or anything, but they're no like pinnacle of science and scientific analysis, you know. So I feel like I was not too harsh to say, but I think just the future and potential of science is pretty insane.
Yeah, I think the implications that has, like, for, I think, like, AI and machine learning in general, just, like, if we give it enough time and are able to, like, translate the data in a way that they can, like, you know, take it in and actually use it.
Yeah.
Like, we will be able to do some pretty crazy things.
Yeah. I mean, going back to Don't Look Up, like, how accurate do you think that movie was? Like, if that happened in real life, do you think, like...
I mean, I already know that, like, the Earth's been around for, like, 4 billion years now.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, if an asteroid hits, like, that has maybe happened once.
Yeah.
With, you know, the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I think the chance of that happening again is extremely low, but not improbable.
Yeah.
It's definitely much more likely that we are going to be the cause of, like, mass extinction. But, like, I think the premise of, like, you know, people, like, freaking out and there's just being this massive, like, rioting and, like, everyone kind of, I don't know, trying to, I guess, come to terms with the fact that this is the end. And then you're going to have these, like, small percentage of humanity that's, like, not at all indicative of our, like, species as a whole that's going to be able to, like, survive.
Yeah. And that's crazy because, like, because those people would get, like, eaten alive if we actually, like, just if... Because, like, I believe that, like, things go in circles. And I feel like we started out as animals... And at the very end, we're going to be animals again. And I think this is going to be, like, mid-apocalypse. Like, say if the world actually was ending and, like, you had to, like, fight for all resources and things. I think we would become animals again, sort of. And the people best poised to handle that scenario would be, like, homeless people. Because they're used to, like, surviving on the street already. And, like, all the rich people who are, like, used to, like, air conditioning and, like, heating and stuff. Like, imagine having to spend one night outside. Like,
even in the cold? Like, oof.
Like, imagine...
Dude, I was cold walking on the way here. Like, I can't imagine spending more than, like, 30 minutes outside.
We've developed where we've, like, hijacked the difficulty of surviving. But, like, if we ever had to return to that state, I feel like so many people would just be eaten alive. And I don't know. I just think that would be, like, a really cool, like, thing to observe and be alive for.
Kind of like Hunger Games, but everyone on the planet.
And, like, think about, like, times in your life when it's been, like, the last whatever. Like, I remember, like, my last day of high school. I didn't know it was my last day of high school at the time, but, like, my last day of high school and, like, my graduation and everything. Like, those moments of, like, finality. Like, imagine if you had that for every single person on the world. Like, what an insane day that would be.
Wow. I think that would probably be, like, the one day that everyone would have in common then.
Yeah. And maybe there would be, like, some kind of unit found in that.
Hopefully. Like, we could definitely use more unity nowadays.
I mean, in this movie, A Hidden Life, it's about a German soldier... who is recruited into the German army, but he, like, refuses to go because it's during the Holocaust, and so he ends up getting killed. And at the end of the movie, right before he's getting killed, he's next to someone else who's about to get killed, and they're just both about to die. And then they're both, like, straight, but they, like, just kiss each other because, like, in that last moment, they just want to feel, like, some sort of, like, human connection right before death. And I just think that's a really... really intriguing concept, like having to stare death in the face.
I mean, I think in moments of like that, you know, we're very intimate creatures. Yeah. And I think we just like, we want to know that we're not alone because we're also like very kind of like driven to be in groups. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can understand, like, why someone would want to have, like, an intimate, like, moment with someone like that.
It's just weird. It's just, you would do things that you would never do in real life at death, which I think is interesting.
Very true.
Speaking of death, say you were on your deathbed, what's the one song you would want to play?
I honestly think that probably the one song that I would want to listen to is Put Your Records On by Rit Momney.
Well, maybe we'll give that a little play.
Hopefully awesome. We make it through the song. Sounds good.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same.
I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch
watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me. Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and down, out of bed.
So Seb, what's the best concert you've been to?
That's a hard question. Obviously, you know, I really want to say Travis Scott, but given recent events, I think that's, it's kind of complicated.
Interesting.
I think definitely one of the better concerts that I've been to, you know, top three, I would say, it's very hard for me to, like, decide, is Terminal 5, Playboi Carti.
Uh-huh.
Was it
a Die Lit Carti or self-taught? Like, what, like, tour was it?
That was Die Lit.
Okay, that's for
which
sick.
Is my favorite album, you know, hot
yeah.
take for some people, but... I think, you know, a lot of people can understand why. I don't know. I honestly go to concerts for the moshing. That's what I really enjoy.
Okay.
So, you know, like, hip-hop is definitely something that I, like, would want to go to concerts for.
Does it ever get too violent for you?
I mean... Like, not really. I've never been, like, in a situation where I'm like, oh my god, this is insane.
Right.
Like,
right.
I need to leave. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I'm usually always, like, so just pumped up on adrenaline that
right.
I'm, like, having an amazing time, like, not really paying attention to what's happening around me.
Right. Adrenaline can be pretty powerful like that.
Yeah, very true.
And
obviously, like, Playboi Carti, you just... He knows how to rile the crowd.
He's a genius, honestly. Like, I think he's the future of music.
Really?
When you listen to a Whole Lotta Red, that's just like, it's so futuristic and, like, ahead of its time. Like, 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about Whole Lotta Red as, like...
What's your favorite song on Whole Lotta Red?
Probably I Love You, I Hate You.
Really?
Metamorphosis too. That was played earlier.
Metamorphosis is pretty good.
And then obviously Sky is.
I mean,
pretty sick.
Yeah.
Over, I really like. Honestly, my favorite album is probably self-titled though. So I hope
Hot
he does
take.
Bring back some of that style in future releases.
I just, Location is like, that's like a life-changing song for me.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And then obviously you have Magnolia and Flex.
Okay, I mean, Magnolia is just a classic. Like, everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, for me, Dial It just, like, I have every single song in Dial It saved on my phone.
Wow. And every single song. Like,
every single one. And
what's your favorite?
I might not listen to all of them as much, but, like, okay, like, obviously my favorite, Shooter.
Okay.
You know? Gotta give it to that.
Who has the better verse on Shooter, do you think? Uzi or Cardi? There's a right answer.
Oh, man, that is a... Oof, oof. I think they both work well together to make the song as, like, amazing as it is. Like,
Okay.
I love them both. You know, they're both amazing artists. Uzi better put out a new album soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I can't really decide between the two.
Okay, fair enough. Say. I think this Cardi, what sets him apart is his ad-libs.
True.
I mean, it's just, like, it's so simple, but it's just so, like...
It's iconic.
It's like it's so iconic. It like hits like some like primal chord in me, and it's like so silly. Like I was playing a Cardi song for my dad, and I was like, and my dad, you know, he's not hip with the new music nowadays.
Yeah.
And totally I was telling understand. Him like, oh yeah, this is probably like the most influential. And maybe I'm a bit biased, but I was like, oh yeah, this is probably the most influential artist of our decade to come. And he was like, what?
Wait, you really... That's a hot take. You really think Cardi is the most influential artist of the...
Okay, maybe not... I don't know. Influential?
Like, do you think in terms of, like, popularity or, like, okay, how much he's changing, like, how much he's affecting, like, the music game right now? Or?
I mean, yeah, to be fair, like, the majority of music that people listen to, I'm not really that, like, familiar with, like... I'm sure you could say, like, Taylor Swift is pretty influential, but I'm not that familiar with that genre. But, like, in terms of, like, Cardi's, like, subgenre, I feel like he's just, like, he's like a wonder kid, you know, on FIFA with, like, 95 potential. And, like, he's like the Kylian Mbappe of rap right now. And he's changing the way rap sounds, the same way Kanye did it.
That is true. I definitely, like, there's a lot more people who are mimicking his style, I would say, nowadays.
And it's weird because it takes less talent because it's more auto-tune reliant and it's more, like, ad-lib reliant and less emphasis on lyricism because, like, Cardi's just repeating the same line half the time and just saying, like, what? And, like, it works. Slut. Like, it's more, like, potent and meaningful than... like most of Kendrick's storytelling based discography, in my opinion. But that's a hot take.
Wow, sure. That is a hot take. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would disagree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
Myself included, honestly.
Kendrick needs to drop again.
Oh my god, he does.
To like kind of remind people how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a lot of artists like that who I feel like they drop and they just. They like everyone. Leave the planet and no longer exist.
Yeah.
And then they drop again and everyone's like, oh my god, this is so good.
And I think that's the best way to do it, honestly.
Yeah,
I heard a story where Kendrick just like goes into like complete isolation and like doesn't talk to anyone. Just works on his craft. But anyway, we'll leave everyone listening with one last Cardi song and you can see if the hype is real or not. Yeah, and we'll say goodbye afterwards. So thank you.
Yeah. Now is my time. Now is my time. Everybody run.
rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving and I Lambo doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whipped up pot. Suicide, 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep tryna neck me. I gotta tell my bestie, someone call my bestie. Think I found my bestie, link up, make the check bleed. You know that I'm smoking dope, I'll be high till next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me. Woke up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold that truth. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take the boy back to school. Money on the floor, just like your shoes. Money on the floor, just like your shoes. I'ma fuck it that she just swell, huh? Yeah, I'ma fuck it that she just swell, huh? Yeah, and I love my guns. Yeah, and I love my toes. Yeah, and I love my loot. Yeah, fuck with me and you gon' lose. Don't talk to me, just talk to my little dude. Don't talk to me, just talk to my little dude. Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold that truth. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take the boy back to school. Money on the floor, just like your shoes.
I can't see a damn thing if they guap. I can't see a damn thing if they guap.
Yeah, they like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in that guinea.
Well, sorry to cut short that Cardi masterpiece, but our time is up. So thank you everyone for listening. This is Craig and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you to Seb for coming on as a guest.
Thank you for having me.